This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now time for another visit into your health and well-being, courtesy of one of the two doctors involved here on the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, eminent cardiologist from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Montoro, Florida, just outside of Orlando. He is seen by people not only all around the Southeast, all around the country, but because of telemedicine, you can connect with Dr. Ken from anywhere. So if you'd like to do that, help yourself. 352-735-1400. I can tell you that you will not be disappointed. I'll tell you one thing this week, Ken, that did disappoint me, and you and I often have conversations during the week just as friends back and forth on the phone, and I actually was going to call you yesterday when I saw this business about aspirin, but then I decided we'd give it a thorough going over here on the DJV Health Program, so why duplicate our efforts? The things that Ken does in order to investigate what comes in terms of knowledge to the community, the medical community, through all of the various sources. They have all kinds of magazines and journals and things that go through the studies and help doctors understand what it is that they need to know when it comes to servicing their patients. So, after as many times as we have talked about aspirin and what to use it for and how to use it, this report seems to fly in the face of what you have been using as advice. In other words, if people haven't heard this, the aspirin, daily dose of aspirin to prevent heart attacks, not recommended anymore. This is another perfect example in my mind of vitamin C is good, vitamin C is bad. One day it's okay, next day it's not. So
give me a chance, because
please.
Part of this is the reporting and you know, when you have just headlines, and let's drill down deeper into it, because I knew that this story was going to burn your stomach lining, which is exactly what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is concerned about aspirin doing. And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, just a little background about this group, has huge impact on medicine in America, because what they say determines what insurers actually pay for. So it has great impact. But they also do often get a little bit ahead of themselves. Remember their history. They're the ones who recommended, without a urologist on their panel, to stop measuring PSAs, which got the urologists all worked up in a civil war.
For those who don't know, that's the measurement that men have in their blood work that shows whether their prostate is in trouble or not. That's basically the bottom line.
And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force backed off of that recommendation and changed their opinion. So the U.S. They do evolve their opinions, and they're pointing out in this latest, which is actually not their final opinion. This is what they've put out there, and they want the public to respond to it before the final word comes out in November. But what is the comment that this group is trying to make is they're trying to address really the public who on their own take a single baby aspirin, thinking that they're going to lower their risk of stroke or heart attack, you know, with their multivitamin that they take on their own. Often people will just take an aspirin and say, oh, this should help me.
Yeah.
And what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force wants to point out, and it's a legitimate point, is that this can be dangerous, especially as you get older, because of internal bleeding. It can cause bleeding in the lining of the stomach and intestines, or even bleeding into the brain with just one single baby aspirin. Especially the risk gets concerning as you get into your 60s, and then especially after age 75. And I think the take-home message from this is that we shouldn't just stop aspirin And this is also for people who have yet to have a heart attack or yet to have a stroke and have been advised to take an aspirin to prevent the second event. This is for people who yet have had a single heart attack or stroke. And you might recall, Doug, about a year to a year and a half ago, I brought to your attention a very important study that showed that if you don't yet have any plaque in the coronaries, the circulation of the heart, these people should not be on a baby aspirin a day because the risk was worse than the benefit.
All right, let me stop you there. As a guinea pig, I have no plaque, according to you and your ultrasound studies of my body. My heart has no, my thoracic cavity, my
carotid.
Right. So is there differentiation? I guess the question, if you don't have any plaque in the artery, in those arteries, is this stuff dangerous to those arteries?
Well, the question is that you can't make this decision by yourself, and one size does not fit all. And this is where you have to sit down with a doctor who understands prevention and decide for you personally, you, Doug Steffen, do the risks of taking it outweigh the benefits of the risks of not taking it?
And do they?
And for everybody, that equation is different.
All right, so what about me?
Well, you have a moderate amount of risk. You have a moderate amount of plaque in your carotid, and for the time being.
Okay, you can say at my age, it's all right. You can say it. Go ahead.
You've been taking the aspirin successfully. It doesn't upset stomach, right?
Yeah, it doesn't upset my stomach at all. I don't take big aspirin that much. I would used to take big aspirin when I had like shoulder aches or that kind of stuff, but I don't do that now. But the baby aspirin I've been taking every night since both you and the neurologist after my spell said baby aspirin is fine. I don't take Eliquis.
And you're taking it for another more complex reason. The question is there and I don't know whether you want to get into this on the air, give up your HIPAA again, but
I think it's good for people to hear as I'm happy as anything.
There is this question about maybe you had a TIA up in New England, and so. That adds to the reason, the potential benefit for you personally. So for you, it's not just trying to deal with the circulation. You had another reason for the cause of a potential stroke. 30% of strokes occur from clots formed in the heart because of abnormal heart rhythms, usually atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. 70% of strokes occur from blockages in the circulation from the heart to the brain. And so the concern with you is whether you had a rhythm issue. And so with you, there's enough reason to be on a single baby aspirin as long as it doesn't upset your stomach, your intestines. But as you get beyond age 75, we've got to really readjust and reassess that because that's where the risk does begin.
It's huffing and puffing down the pike in a few weeks.
Fortunately, it's not a huge risk, but it is one. And again, this is not one size fits all. What I think they were doing in this report about aspirin is trying to ask the American public, not on their own, to take an aspirin, to talk to your physician, with your physician, assess your own personal risk of taking it versus your risk of not taking it. Because it's not a benign thing. It's not like just taking a multivitamin every day.
There are some other ancillary offshoots to this conversation, which I want to get back to in a matter of moments here. Stand by. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. With a reminder, in order to maintain your health, you got to get a good night's rest. Sleep is so important, and My Pillow helps you so much. The pillows themselves, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the towels that they have. I have determined by listening to the people that are on the DJV program with me, who have all of this stuff from MyPillow, that they like the towels best, they like the slippers best, and they like the mattress toppers, so it's cool, and they like the sheets. Those are their four favorite products. Now, I don't know about you, there are lots and lots, dozens of products that you can get. Go to the MyPillow product catalog that's online at MyPillow.com. See what they have to offer. All of the reason that I like them is because it's an American product through and through. It's not put together in America like the car dealer. Manufactured in America. No, or assembled, whatever it is. Now, This stuff is all made in a big factory in Minnesota by people who are American citizens, who pay taxes. It's a really straightforward, wonderful, complete story about a great American business. So you can benefit by buying the mattresses. You know, you can benefit by any or all of the products. Just check them out in the product catalog. And then know when you buy, you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click in the box DJV, and you get all kinds of great offers. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets at the moment. You can also enter the promo code DJV and get from 30 to 65% off on everything that's in the catalog. So check it out. When you do check out at the Radio Listener Specials page, make sure you enter the promo code DJV for all the great pillow specials and prices at MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Attention Americans eligible for Medicare. With so many changes, make sure your plan is the right fit with a free service from SmartMatch Insurance. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if a new plan can give you extra coverage and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free, smart, and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The SmartMatch service is free and there is no obligation. So call SmartMatch and start saving today. Call 855-253-8919. That's 855-253-8919. 855-253-8919.
Ken, I want to just kind of go back to this, because what attracted my attention first was the Wall Street Journal article, which was entitled, this is the headline, Panel Recommends Older Adults Drop Aspirin to Prevent First Heart Attack. Doesn't say anything about what you just said. It just says it is it's encapsulated older adults. Doesn't say with or without the doctor's permission. There are a lot of homeopaths that have been saying this for decades, that you ought not to do it. But I always thought, even though I guess it's considered, it could be if you eat too much or have too much of a poison, but I've always considered it to be something that's natural, came from barks of trees. It's just you don't want to take too much of it. But why would the aspirin cause bleeding in your stomach? What is there about aspirin that would cause that result?
Doug, the key in the recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, and I want to commend them to bringing to the American public the attention of the potential dangers of self-medicating with even a single baby aspirin. But importantly, in this study, it's for people who have yet to have any event. And you, Doug, may have had an event, so you don't even fit in this subgroup of people. And if you read and drill down into the actual preliminary statement that they've put out waiting for the public to respond, they're not absolutely saying never take an aspirin. They're basically saying that you need to talk to your doctor so you and your doctor can address your own
problems. But see, the thing is, we need to talk more about this, so we have to pause for a few moments. But the thing, the data here and the doctor's input is so important, but that's not the suggestion that you get from reading things like the Wall Street Journal report. More coming up here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, proud to have him on the DJV Health Program, cardiologist from Florida at Lake Cardiology. He gives very good advice, and his advice is good, so it's good to take it. I certainly do. I weigh it. I'm not a controversial, well, I know some people say what I do on the radio sometimes is controversial or how I live my life, but I don't like controversy for the sake of controversy. So when something like this with regard to aspirin comes up, it's unsettling because there are, as you have so well pointed out, different ways to interpret the information. But the stories are not data-driven, they're emotionally driven. So someone in this article, that's why I asked you about what causes bleeding in your system, who would be susceptible to it and who wouldn't. And so then the next question comes on, let's carry this another page through, Ken. If, in fact, you do have bleeding from either an aspirin or, let's say, Eliquis or whatever, to the best of my knowledge, is there anything that would be an antidote to this? Once you, like, if you take an aspirin and you start bleeding, how do you fix it? Or if you're taking Eliquis and you start bleeding, how do you fix it?
Well, it depends what the cause is. The risk of bleeding from these products begins about age 60 and goes up, and especially after age 75 goes up significantly. And this is where you shouldn't be your own doctor. You have to get a doctor to measure the risk of taking it versus the risk of not taking it for you individually.
But you see, what the confusion is, again, back to me and forget about HIPAA, the doctor from Mass General said, do Eliquis. The doctor from Tufts says, don't do Eliquis. So here I am with two experts. The head of the cardiology department at MGH says to me, take it. The head of neurology department at Tufts says, don't take it.
Okay,
so I went with you. You told me what. Okay. I usually go with what you tell me, but I'm just
wait a second. Okay, Doug, your situation doesn't even address what the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force commented on.
So is that a mistake in and of itself for all the people?
No, wait a second. Yeah. What the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force was addressing are people who haven't had any event yet. And you have this event.
That's not clear reading the Wall Street Journal story, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, that's It's not
that's part of the problem.
A lot of places in who of people who've reported on it. Okay,
yeah.
That is the problem. But what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force was trying to comment on, and they even I read their actual report. They even say with moderate certainty, not with high certainty or low certainty, but the comments that they're making are with moderate certainty.
I know.
Okay,
yeah,
and they're addressing people who have yet to have any heart attack or stroke event. And if you recall, we went through this about a year and a half ago when I brought it to the attention and everybody was commenting about how you should stop taking a baby aspirin for preventing a heart attack when this really first started becoming apparent in the media. And no one in the media was pointing out that to get into that study, you had to have no plaque in your coronaries. And that was a little tiny detail that was so important because you can't imagine how many people called me wondering if they should get off their aspirin.
Of course they did.
Right.
You must
and
have
I'm
been
sure I'm
calling
a lot of people calling after this report.
Yeah.
But they're not trying to say that everybody get off their aspirin no matter what. What they were trying to do is to get people to, on their own, stop self-medicating. Because so many people say, oh, I'll take it with my multivitamin. There's no harm. I'll just take a baby aspirin to prevent a heart attack. And that's the group that they were really trying to address.
Right.
Talk
this
to
is the most important.
Before you do that.
I think this is the most important discussion. We'll have some COVID stuff and update, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. But I want to keep – there's another page to this, which we'll get to in the next half hour of this week's DJ.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Build Back Better likely to be scaled back. President Biden saying Friday the $3.5 trillion bill will probably be cut in order to pass the Senate. No exact figure given. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders among those who probably won't be happy with the smaller bill.
We came down from $6 to $3.5 trillion. Okay, that is a huge, huge compromise. So I think at the very least, in my view, we have got to be at $3.5 trillion.
Sanders on CNN this week. Sanders, meanwhile, drawing criticism from West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Sanders writing an op-ed in support of the plan in a West Virginia newspaper. In response, Manchin says he will not vote for a reckless expansion of government programs, and no op-ed from a self-declared independent socialist is going to change that. Former President Bill Clinton remaining in a California hospital overnight. The 75-year-old undergoing IV treatments for a urological infection. The spokeswoman says all health indicators are trending in the right direction. And checking into the hospital on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson paying respects Saturday to a lawmaker killed in an apparent terrorist attack. David Amos stabbed to death Friday while meeting with constituents about 40 miles east of London. The suspect, a 25-year-old man with possible ties to Islamic extremism. Johnson leaving flowers at the church where the stabbing took place. COVID disrupting NFL Sunday for one team. The Arizona Cardinals will be without head coach Cliff Kingsbury, defensive tackle Zach Allen, and an assistant coach for their game against Cleveland, all three coming down with COVID. Defensive player Chandler Jones placed on the team's COVID list earlier this week. Meanwhile, Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha, the PBS NewsHour Friday, looking at where we are in the COVID fight.
I believe the worst of the pandemic is behind us at this point. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We have some tough days. And the key point is pandemics are always, they're always changing and they always pose new challenges. And we just have to be flexible as we get through the next 3 to 6 months.
He adds booster shots are an important part of preventing breakthrough infections and keeping people safe. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're good to go for another half hour of information that services you and your needs. The information that Ken gleans from his own research at his clinic in Florida, and also the research done by so many others that's reported in the weekly journals of medicine, all here interpreted so that you get. Now, this is important. We've spent the better part of the program to this point talking about the aspirin thing, the experts changing the guidance, and I love that. That term has been so abused. The guidance. We're going to do everything from the guidance the CDC recommends, and yet they're tripping on themselves all the time. So it's hard to know what guidance to believe, frankly. Well, and that's what Ken is straightening out here.
They'll say, the people who give guidelines will say, and I'm not defending them, I'm just trying to explain.
I know you're not.
The people who give guidelines will say there's new analysis of the evidence from new studies. And
right.
That's why they're
that.
Changing their recommendation.
Aspirin is sort of a blood thinner. And Eliquis, I mentioned that because that's the popular, every ad in television has an Eliquis spot in it. But then there but are other blood thinners, warfarin and stuff like that.
But they're Eliquis is used very differently than aspirin in many situations. And this only addressed the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, Doug, was only addressing the prevention of the first heart attack, preventing the first stroke in people who have never had any event, and that subgroup of people. Talk to your doctor before you do it, because it's not without risk to take a single baby aspirin every day.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So then we're talking about guidance, and we do the guidance thing all the time, I think, in terms of how it is. Why is it that thing's doing that? Let me pick it up there, Al. Will you please? I'm not sure why I'm getting this. Yeah, but I shut it off, and it still is doing what it's doing. Okay, so let me. We finished with a sentence. I want to finish the conversation with one more question. All right, so we'll just finish one more question and we'll move on.
Okay.
So, Ken, in the article that I'm looking at in the Wall Street Journal, it basically says daily use in adults ages 40 to 59 who have a 10% or greater risk of experiencing their first cardiovascular event over the next 10 years have a small net benefit, according to the task force. Now,
correct.
But you should, it so says those, you should consult your doctor before you begin a daily regimen.
Correct.
But are all doctors always right? How's that for a question?
Well, what the Wall Street Journal is quoting the task force in the subgroup of patients that you're talking about, that it may be beneficial to be on an aspirin a day to prevent a first heart attack or stroke, but this needs to be individualized with your doctor. And then what the task force wanted to bring to the attention is once you get to age 60, the risk of bleeding significantly increases, and then the risk of bleeding again very much significantly increases after age 75. The key is you need to talk to a doctor who understands prevention, and for you as the patient can understand the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. And it's not the same for everybody because we each have our own risk profile that we take with us to the doctor's office.
All right. I want to get to this because this is right in my wheelhouse. Is it true that too much fish oil increases AFib risk? Here's somebody that takes 3 fish oil capsules a day, me, and everybody has said over the years, well, this is really good for you, blah, blah, blah. So is this another one of these things aimed at scaring the hell out of somebody because they might take, and again, I don't mind me being the guinea pig here. My gut feeling is that, frankly, my gut is better for having this fish oil, and you recommend having, you know, the fish oil from the fish in the Mediterranean diet. So what does this mean, too much fish oil? What is too much? That's what we need to know.
Okay. First of all, this comes out of the medical journal Circulation, which is really the Bible journal in mainstream cardiology. You don't get published in there unless it's a really good study.
Okay.
And this is an American Heart Association clinical cardiology journal, Circulation. And what they have reported is that in people taking supplements, not taking it the natural way from oily fish, but in people self-medicating with supplements, that this can increase your risk of getting atrial fibrillation. And they're concluding, don't take it, get your fish oil from supplements, take it from natural fish, oily fish. But there is
what
also
happens if the supplements come from the oily fish? That is omega-3 oils.
It's not. It just doesn't appear to be the same when you look at humans.
I want to have more on that one. I want to have.
And this is. Give me a second. And this is not the first study to come to that conclusion. And you know, if you recall, I mean, I've been urging people to take it from oily fish and not the supplements. But give me a second. But there are two pharmaceutical grade fish oils that are used, especially when people have high triglycerides. And if you're on one of these, don't stop it. Talk to your doctor about your individual risk, given this new article in Circulation, that it may bring on atrial fibrillation.
All right. But here we are again with the same thing. And I'm using myself as an example as the guinea pig. Here we have the advice over the years from you and other people, and what I read seemed to reinforce that, the stuff that I've read on my own, that fish oil was very good for you, and that if it's a natural fish oil, the omega-3s, not the omega-6s, not the omega-9s, just omega-3, those are the ones that you need to have. And because the fish is the concern about fish like salmon being corrupted because of all the trash that's in our waterways, I'm not suggesting that synthetics are better because they aren't, but in there's some way they purify it. The really good, legitimate, like the standard process fish oil is. I have a lot of faith in that because it's all from natural sources. But you know, here I am having had a spell, not a TIA, but the whole business about whether I had some event in my brain that could have been caused by blood flow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and we go back to the AFib connection that we've explained here on the air. You do it, whether it was reference to me after my thing happened. You know, we talked a lot about it because my father had AFib from the time he was 50, and you told me it was all inherited, most of that stuff. If you haven't,
well,
it's not
all. It's not all. It somewhat is, and you should get off your fish oil supplements.
So that's the thing. I didn't have AFib. I'm on a monitoring device, and now it's been over a year, and it hasn't shown me with any episodes of AFib. So I guess I wonder if there are other benefits. What else if it does increase the risk of an AFib attack, but what about the other benefits that it has for the rest of your body? Or is this overwhelming?
Doug, you don't like the answer. So,
no, I don't.
You're asking a question. you know the answer. You don't like the answer. But the studies show that you should get your fish oil from natural sources. And and no matter how you ask the question, you're not going to get a different answer.
Okay.
That's what the studies show.
I get it.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm not shooting the messenger. I love you. I'm not shooting the messenger.
Good.
But
good.
I find, and this is because I am suspect of the advice that we got before, which didn't say, it just said, fish oil, good for you. Don't take
fish oil. Not for a long time.
But not supplementation.
You haven't heard me. You haven't heard me suggest anyone.
So
take
what
fish
is there?
Oil.
Then the final question here would be, what is there about fish oil that would increase? It's like you told me not to have so much chocolate because I love chocolate. So chocolate, something in chocolate that could increase the risk of AFib, right? Is it the same kind of thing we're talking about here?
Well,
the fish.
The question. This study was not powered to answer that. What you're asking, and
but what is you? More, you're the expert. What do you think?
It's all speculation. I mean, there must be something in the supplement way of getting it that does. I mean, it's all speculation. No one knows. It needs to be researched.
Okay.
So I don't know how does it help to answer to speculate.
Doesn't. That's the problem. There's so much speculation. It's hard to know what's real, what's true. That's it. That's the problem.
Well, the big picture we know is that when you take it in supplement, it increases your risk of AFib. Why that happens needs to be, and a mechanistic, a molecular reason needs to be researched, and hopefully some basic scientist will figure it out and we can report it soon.
But I would like to know if they separate in this trial, hopefully that they have, the difference between synthetic fish oil, which I never would take, and the real thing. That's the question that I would have anyway. But I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Well,
interesting.
It would be nice to know. And the question is, do you want to be your own guinea pig before that is confirmed? Especially
with
a questionable history.
The other side of it is, though, has it done me a lot of good? I'm convinced that it may have done me a whole lot of good, not necessarily in this area, but in other areas, like keeping my arteries flexible, pliable. That's what fish oil supposedly does. Good for your brain and all that other, you know, fish oil is supposed to be fabulous for your brain.
And when you take it in the natural form.
So I got to eat fish three times a day, or I have to? Three times a week.
Oily fish. You should eat oily fish.
All right.
Yes.
Dr. Ken.
It's great.
Dr. Doug and Dr. Ken here on DJB Health. Getting healthy, that's what we talk about here. And Calitrin's the great way for you, if you're overweight, to get healthy, the smart way, the intelligent way. And that's the same way of saying it two or three times, because Calitrin is loaded with collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all things that are natural. You will not find one shred of any kind of drug or stimulant in Calitrin, because that's not what they're all about. The doctor and his nurses that put this together 24, 25 years ago saw people suffering when they go on all of these diets, drugs, stimulants, that sort of thing. So they were dispatched to find a way around that, and that's what Calitrin is, a way around it. That's why you choose Calitrin, because it gives you a weight loss product that is healthy through and through, made in the USA, approved by the FDA. It's been independently tested for quality and purity. So it's the perfect supplement for both men and women, people of all ages, to lose weight naturally, and more important, to keep it off. Gluten-free as well. Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. And when you decide to order, the present deal, kind of cool, 3 and 3, buy 3, get 3 free, that's the deal, plus free shipping. Use the DJV code and know that you'll lose weight safely and keep it off. That's it at toploss.com.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Good Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
All right, back with Dr. Ken here. There are new guidelines on reducing salt. I don't think this is we're not a stranger to this one. Salt just is like sugar. It's not good for you, period, right?
Well, the FDA this week, Doug, again, is getting industry to lower the amount of salt in the products. The point is we get most of our salt or sodium from processed, packaged, and prepared foods, not from table salt. And the plan is to immediately cut salt content by about 12% and continue cutting sodium in a few years. This is all coming out of the FDA. Salt is a common cause of high blood pressure. High blood pressure leads to heart attacks and strokes.
Wow. Yeah, there it is, salt. And I used to use a lot of salt. I only put it on ears of corn. And if I have a baked potato, that's it. Nothing else. I used to use it on all kinds of things, but maybe I need to have the same attitude toward sugar, huh? That study's coming up pretty soon. Maybe you don't have to study it. All right, so those are some of the guidelines in discussion. Coming up in a few moments, this week's questions for Dr. Ken, and we got a bunch of them. Most of them have to do with the virus and what happens in the pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. So stand by for that.
Each year, Ally Financial offers 50 students from historically black colleges and universities the chance to showcase their business savvy and compete for more than $200,000 in scholarships and internships. Ally's Natalie Brown.
The Moguls in the Making competition has become a driving force to forge new opportunities for HBCU students and to foster economic mobility.
The competition is presented by Ally, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, entertainer Big Sean's Sean Anderson Foundation, and new this year, special contributions from actor Terrence J.
As a proud alumnus of an HBCU, I know the vital role they play in supporting and empowering black students.
Teams pitch their business ideas and take part in mentoring sessions.
An opportunity like this that allows students to step up and show their skills is so important to helping them reach their full potential.
This year's winning team, North Carolina A&T State University, developed a renewable energy business plan to help low-income families. For more, go to ally.com/moguls.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love gaming, you know how online games demand a lot from your Wi-Fi. And that's why TP-Link's GX90 Wi-Fi router is designed specifically for gamers. With big bandwidth, faster speeds, dedicated Wi-Fi channels, and as TP-Link's Jens Hennings explains, it's really easy to customize.
Yeah, so there's two different ways. One way is you can go right into the device itself, and there's a link when you first set up the device to go into Game Center. It's essentially a dashboard where you can select game accelerator or the port forwarding or even things like home care, which gives you antivirus and parental control settings and things like that if you want to control those. or you can do it through the app.
Check out TP-Link's Archer GX90 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken. Number one, booster shots. Who should get them and when should they get them? And is it safe to mix and match? So there's like three or four questions there, Ken.
Absolutely. Doug, to decide whether you should get the booster right now, you have to first ask yourself, did I have the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson? The FDA, as of this moment, has only approved the booster for people who have Pfizer 6 months after the second booster for people 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. Those are the immunosuppressed people, or if you have all the risk factors for severe COVID-19, or who face frequent exposure to the virus at work, people like healthcare workers. For Moderna, interestingly, a few days ago, the FDA said your antibody levels are high, they're sustaining, you don't need a booster yet for a Moderna, but actually they're meeting the advisors to the FDA this week, so we may hear in the next few days a different opinion. My prediction is that they'll just take a wait and see, but they have data that none of us can look at, but the advisory committee is meeting in the next day or two. With regards to Johnson & Johnson, this week the NIH announced a very interesting study that shows that if you have had Johnson & Johnson, you would greatly benefit from boosting with one of the other two, the mRNA vaccines, either Moderna or Pfizer. So if you did get Johnson & Johnson as a one-shot, talk to your doctor about getting a booster, and the booster should be either the Moderna or the Pfizer. And also coming out of the NIH data this week, looking at boosting, it really looks like if you had Pfizer, you can boost with Moderna. If you had Moderna, you can boost with Pfizer. And it's still not clear which is the best way to go. Maybe we'll hear more data after this advisory meeting from the FDA, but it is intriguing that you might get the best of all in terms of getting starting with one mRNA Pfizer and then trying to
see.
Boost it with
here
the
we
one.
Go again. The advice was not to mix them. I wanted to know that even a couple of weeks ago before I got my third shot. Okay, And I think I even asked you this, but I know I asked
But you can't talk. We're in the midst of a brand new disease with brand new treatments, and you can only make statements based on the data you have. And they had not finished. They just finished this study this week, and they hadn't announced the results. And we're not going to tell you to do something.
So what would happen? Let me ask you this. I've had three, you've had three, all Pfizer. And by the way, my reaction to the third one was nothing like the reaction to the second one, or nothing like your reaction to the third one. I just had a sore arm. That was it. So let's say I decide I want to really get a booster, and I convince the guy at the pharmacy to give me another shot of Moderna. What happens then?
I wouldn't do that and get a fourth shot so quickly, because you'd be a guinea pig. No one knows that. Yeah. And just the fact most people, their third shot, and only 4% of the public as of this recording have had a booster. Most people with their third shot have a very similar reaction as they did for their second shot. That's what the studies
are showing. So why didn't I? What's going on with me?
It is what it is. But it doesn't mean that you didn't, your immune system didn't get stimulated. And,
right.
And one of the issues that we have right now is that this is a very huge area of research. Right now, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could do a blood test and I can say Doug Steffen can take his mask off, he can go live his life because his immune system is strong enough to protect him
from be good.
Not getting COVID-19.
Yep,
and wouldn't fabulous. It be wonderful if we had a test that could do that? That is an incredibly strong area of research right now. It's not there yet. We don't know what these antibody blood tests mean. There's cell immunity. There's protein immunity, antibody immunity. And we don't know yet what these tests mean in terms of whether an individual is protected adequately from getting COVID-19. But this is a huge area of research, and I'm hoping in the next 3 to 6 months we have these answers.
Yeah, all the researchers who have all this work now, not they didn't have enough work to before. You wonder what's being, for the sake of getting to the bottom of this stuff, what research that's important is being put aside. You know, thank you, Chinese government, for all of this mayhem. That's a question I have. What's being ignored that's important to the health and well-being of the human race because of this fiasco? That's a big question. We don't have time to answer it here, but certainly I wanted to linger in the minds of people listening to this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.